Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
The first circle, and what I would say that every couple needs to start with, is connection.
One of the gentlemen she was talking to every week said that her call is the only person that she talks to other than kind of medical professionals.
We have guys in Stockton, part of our team. We have a ministry team that goes around, just talks to people, knocks on doors, says hello. And the biggest thing they get response for is, can we pray for you?
Elevating the kingdom of God throughout Newcastle and the Hunter. This is Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
Hey, Rick Prosser here, Kingdom Works. Hey, it's great being with you again. Go to our website, kingdomworks.org.au. That's where you can find us, a little e-news that goes out every few weeks too. We'll give you a few updates. I tell you what, you're going to love my special guest today, Graeme Irwin. It's great to have you on the program today, mate.
Good to be here with you.
You've been recognised over the years for a number of different things. Is there any standouts for you? I might say, which you may not, because we're talking about in your profession as a Christian educator. Well, you're more than that. You're a businessman. You're an entrepreneur. Innovator,
mm-hmm.
But a father, a husband and a father, mm-hmm. Probably your greatest joy.
And grandfather.
Mm-hmm. And knowing your kids, they would and have done and continue to do,
mm-hmm.
Put accolades mm-hmm. all over you,
mm-hmm.
rightfully so. What other things come to mind?
Well, certainly being involved in church with Sue.
Yeah.
Being able to, you know, share in that ministry and help her in that ministry. You know, I've got a very busy job, but I had to make a decision when she stepped up into being a senior pastor. I had to make that decision that, you know, I would support her. Otherwise, I might have slipped into resenting the fact that, you know, we can't have a normal life anymore.
There's nothing normal about both your lives.
That's right. So that's a big thing. Getting the Order of Australia was a big thing. It was a lovely recognition, and going down to, you know, the New South Wales governor's residence and receiving it was lovely for my work with independent schools, Christian schools, and also the Australian Association of Christian Schools. All that work that was lovely. So I really appreciated that. It's good that the country does that and acknowledges people that put in extra for the good of the community.
I've got one thing here. You've got stuff everywhere in your office. Although I imagine there's plenty more than what I can see. Lifeline, Newcastle, Hunter. Brass Blokes Award. The Brass Blokes Award.
Yeah.
Back in 2014.
Well, that was for staying true, holding the line, continuing to do you know, what they saw as good in the community, even through a tragedy like losing your son.
Yeah, recognition of being a man who, despite adversity, found the time, courage and inspiration to help others. Is the helping of others, where's that fit into? I guess that's meshed through everything, isn't it? Serving, building into others.
Yeah. There's a lot of aspects of that. So the satisfaction of being able to create organisations that employ a lot of people and give people really meaningful work. I see that as something that I really enjoy doing.
Awesome.
Giving people something that is significant to do. Working in an area, you know, schools are about the good of the wider community for the good of individuals, and in our case as a Christian school, about seeing young people come to know Jesus. But it's overall for the good of the community. You know, we help make the community better by educating these young people. But then we've moved out into, you know, ministries like the Young Parents, which is very rare in Australia. You know, there are something like 24 or more teen parent schools in New Zealand, But here in Australia, there's, you know, there's a handful.
Mm.
So I'm not sure why, but every year there are 5,000 babies born to teenage parents in Australia.
Wow, that pulls them out of education.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and you would think in this modern era of, you know, the availability of contraception and abortion that this wouldn't happen. But these young people, for some reason, have decided to keep their baby, and we have to applaud that.
Very courageous.
And
absolutely.
Mm. And sometimes it's great difficulty. You know, these girls tell stories of having a pram and a baby and trying to catch a bus and being ignored because, you know, obviously you've got a problem, you know. And so there's a lot of stigma attached to these, the lives of these young girls. And sometimes their partner's good, sometimes not. So we bring them in, we try and find them housing, we give them, you know, education. It might take more than, you know, the 3 years that they come in, year 10, 11, 12, it might take more than that. It might take 5 years for them to be able to get their HSC.
Yeah.
And we've got this beautiful team of people who look after them. So that's a ministry that I'm very thankful for that God enables us to do. It's very unique.
Amazing.
And we do the dynamic learning schools, which usually kids, I hope no one's listening, but who has a child in dynamic learning, but you know, they're difficult children.
Yeah.
They're difficult children to understand and to love at times. And so, you know, dynamic learning is all about trying to make this rigid system really flexible for these young people who have gifts and have beautiful abilities, but sometimes they're hidden. And we've got to unpack it and help them come out and be themselves, their true selves. And that work is beautiful work. You know, a lot of Christian schools haven't moved into this. Some of them are starting to now. But as Christians, we should be in this kind of work.
Yeah.
Because we have a heart for it. We want to help people.
Mm.
We're highly motivated to help people. And that should be part of what we do. So I see that this is a contribution that St. Philip's makes to the nation. You know, there are some people who just need extra help and they need a different kind of system. So let's come up with that. If I had my way, I'd have more of them. I'd create more. So it's just a matter of money. So if someone out there wants to help us with some money, we would create more of these schools.
And you're right. The Christians of history have been the tremendous innovators that have been filling those voids and those gaps to ensure that people that may have had some obvious setbacks for whatever reason are included in society. I mean, over the years, you would have educated hundreds of thousands, I imagine. Over the years, and it's interesting. So, when you think about education and students, is it for the betterment of community? You're trying to produce better people, hopefully find the Lord and contribute.
Yeah, that's right. So, we have a responsibility towards the nation because we're getting government funding. And the purpose of that government funding is to ensure that, because we have a law of compulsory education, that every student in the nation gets educated. You know, we're going a step further and innovating and trying to work out better ways to educate.
Yeah.
And other educators around the country are too. But in our great country, we were able to base that on a Christian foundation. So that that they get a knowledge of God, they get an understanding, and in our prayer is that every one of them comes to know Jesus before they leave us, if they don't already know Him. And so we're missional schools. Our purpose is missional. So we're
brilliant.
Some Christian schools, and most in Australia, have moved away from it, are more covenant schools where it's for the children of believers only.
Yep.
But most are moving away from that to be more missional.
Yeah, right.
But we were missional right from the beginning. That's how that was our vision.
Because there's an increase in people enrolling in Christian education, isn't there? Despite some of the public narrative around an opposition to faith and church, but that's not the experience of Christian education.
No, the media says one thing, but
people do another.
The reality is a completely other thing. So, so that's right. And there are moves afoot, to restrict Christian schools, and there are some political parties that that's their policy. No Christian schools in the country. That's their policy. So there is opposition out there, but in the main, Australian families like Christian school.
And with your missional aspect to it, of course, people don't have to be people of faith to enter into it. And that's an increasing number of people outside of faith.
Yeah.
They say, no, we want to get our kids educated in places, they probably wouldn't say places of faith, but places of integrity and honesty and
values.
And values.
Values. They always talk about values.
Yeah.
Yeah. We want our children to learn good values.
Was that always the thought initially back 40-odd years ago that would be the case?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stunning.
Yeah, that's been pretty consistent over the years.
Yeah.
Mm.
What do you see with young people? You've been around for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see in them? The qualities of them, has it changed over the years, or what's the hope stories that you see in young people that are surfacing now through?
I think young people are amazing. I think for some reason or other, young people get a bad rap, but I think about myself when I was a teenager and what I see today, and I think, wow, our country's in good hands, really. I don't know why people have a poor opinion.
Yeah.
But there are amazing young people. The standard of education is a whole lot better than it used to be. And, you'll hear people saying, Australia's falling behind and failing and all the rest of it. Well, we've done pretty good. I mean, there's a whole lot more players in the international field who've come up from nothing, who were doing very poorly, and they've come up. And so we've got more competition. Years ago, we didn't have so much competition, so we could say we're one of the best.
Yeah.
But now there's a whole lot more competition.
It's amazing. I mean, with the Student Leadership Forum that St. Phillips is a big driver of, with the Lord Mayor, I've sat in that room with different student leaders. I'm thinking, my gosh, these young kids are sharper than... I think when I was a young kid, I would have got a bad rap, and probably rightfully so. But the quality, the sharp minds, the curious questions, the upfront leadership capacity and boldness and confidence, it's like, I don't ever remember seeing that when I was a little kid, but now I see it and I'm amazed.
Look, I think there's also an awakening with the current generations towards spiritual things.
Yep.
I think that's really good. I think, I think God is going to do something in this millennial kind of generation, the mix of generations that are in the millennial period. I think he's going to do something extraordinary.
Yeah.
And we're hearing about it in different ways and starting to see different things happen where these young people are starting to get on fire.
Yeah, because teachers can, you can help create a culture and with people of authority and responsibility, but what you're referring to is you're seeing a bubbling up of students creating that culture.
That's right.
That's amazing. Because we talk about future leaders. The people that you're educating now, well, they will be the future educators and politicians and business leaders of the day. I mean, many have gone on to do great things that you would do. Does anyone come to mind?
Oh, okay. Well, Yeah, Jamie Fay, who's now the principal of St. Philip's at Waratah. Jamie was a student here, he was a school captain. And And then he went and worked in dynamic learning as a teacher's aide. And then he trained to be a teacher and came to Waratah as a teacher, then went up through the ranks, and now he's the principal. You know, a whole lot of teachers that are there in the school were actually, they were his teachers when he was at school.
Right. Do any reflect back on, well, I never thought Jamie would be?
No. He was always a standout leader.
I remember always. In the youth ministry.
Yeah.
A number of years ago. Mm-hmm. And he was the quietly spoken, solid.
Yeah.
Yeah. We always carried some good wisdom, steady head. He was like, he always reliable. Yeah. You know, there was those character traits that that he carried as a young fella.
Yes.
And he is astonishing.
Yes. Yeah. He's a good man.
I better let him know we're talking about him.
Yeah, Jamie, we've got your back. We think you're fantastic.
And others have gone on to do other business, a whole bunch of innovative things that you've seen through. I mean, that must be a thrill for you.
Yeah, I can't just sitting here give you lots of examples, but we've had wonderful stories from alumni, people who've gone out and done things in the scientific area and the business area, it's lovely to have them come back. We get some of our alumni to come back and speak at different things. We have a study camp for year 12, for all our schools halfway through the year, and we get alumni to come and speak at that and encourage the current students about, you know, what they were able to do with St. Philip's education.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Well, Gray, it's been great having a conversation with you. I mean, congratulations on, it's more than a career, in saying yes to your calling. And I imagine you've said yes to that constantly over many years.
Yeah, every morning.
Every morning, over highs and lows. But congratulations. You know, certainly in this region, Christian education is a vital part of the region and the body of Christ activating good people in the community. Many people finding faith, coming alive in the Lord, which is amazing. And then obviously connecting to families.
Yeah.
It's a bit broader than just students now. It's a whole of life, whole of family, everything.
That's right.
But well done to you. Congratulations to you, Gray, for many, many years serving the Lord. Doing a great job. It's a really impressive story. He surfaced in the Hunter region.
Yep. Good old Hunter.
A mighty Hunter.
Amazing place.
Good. Hey, go to our website, kingdomworks.org.au. That's where you can find us. We'd love to hear from you. Choose an email. Go to our website for subscription to our interviews as well. It's been great having you on the program again, Gray.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Bye for now.
This has been Kingdom Works on Rema FM.